Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are back here on the morning shift. And again, a lot of movement in the NFL over the last few days. This report coming from Miles Simmons of Pro Football Talk. While a report emerged on Tuesday that Tampa Bay was bracing for Liam Cohen, their offensive coordinator, to depart the franchise to become Jacksonville's head coach, ESPN Adam Schefter then reports that Cohen has taken himself out of the running for the Jags' job. Instead, he will stay with the Buccaneers on a new contract that will make him one of the NFL's highest-paid coordinators. So Jacksonville off the still on the hunt for a head coach now, and they also made another move firing their GM, Trent Baalke, shortly after all of this news.
Yeah, because that's the reason Liam Cohen didn't go there.
In separate but extremely related news, Trent Baalke's out.
did y'all see the video of Shad Khan? Like, it had to have been over a week ago, like maybe a week. I guess it was like 3 days after the season ended. And so I think it was before the wild card round. And they're in a split screen, and this I think it was a lady that was doing the interview, and she's asked Shad Khan, she goes, well, if a candidate told you that they didn't want to work with Trent Baalke and they wanted to bring someone else in, would you do that? And he said, yeah, sure, I'd consider it. Like, Trent Baalke is in the interview. It's a split screen. He can hear everything that Shad Khan is saying, and he doesn't make a big face, but he kind of gives a little side eye. And, I mean, so I guess my biggest thing is I am shocked that Shad Khan didn't immediately do this if he knew that's why Liam Cohen didn't want to take this job, and then to save this deal, right, instead of letting him walk back, because from everything you're reading from NFL insiders out there, this is directly tied to Trent Baalke being there, and now he's not.
Yeah, I mean, like, my thing is, like, is this not the worst possible outcome? Like, is it like, you could have fired Trent Baalke before this all happened, and, you know, you have a head coach probably at this point, or you believe in Trent Baalke enough to stick with him in the long run and say he's our guy no matter who, you know, no matter who the head coaches want, and you roll on from there. Instead, you're in this middle ground now where you don't have a head coach or GM, and you really don't have a compass at all and, you know, moving forward as a franchise. And, I guess my question is, like, I not that I need all the answers, but, like, what is it about Trent Baalke and how did this all happen? Does Liam Cohen have an agent representing him that has dealt with Trent Baalke in the past, and that's how this all happens? Because I can't imagine that these two guys know each other that well. This has to be coming from, like, third-party sources, right?
Well, this is – you're talking about the fact that Cohen didn't want to work with Baalke? Because I would tell you that you just go back to what happened with Harbaugh and Trent Baalke in the San Francisco days. All these guys, now I'm not going to say they all know each other, but they all know somebody that knows somebody that knows the other guy. And it's a relationship business. That's why you guys can get all up in arms if you want. Oh, that's his friend. He hired his friend. They all hire their friends. They hire guys with relationships that share the same vision as they do, that go about it the same way they do. That's what they want, because those are the people they trust. And someone in his, it tells me that someone in Cohen's trusted circle, or someone in his trusted circle that said, hey, talk to my guy here. I trust this guy. He'll tell you the real on what Trent Baalke is. And so he talked to him. He said, don't work with that guy. That's how all this stuff works. The NFL is not... It is fact that it's, you know, goes across all these states and the whole country. It's still a tight little circle.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I think what's funny about it is, and that's why I asked about the agent, right? You asked about the agent, and you're like, is there an agent that's dealt with him before? That, and I don't know Liam Cohen. I don't even know if Liam Cohen has an agent. Sometimes these assistants just don't, but. I think when you look at it from that perspective, it's like, who was the middle ground? And how many stories? Like, what is it about Trent Baalke that's so bad to where everybody knows? You know what I mean? And evidently, he's rubbed a lot of the wrong people the wrong way. And that's unfortunate for Jags fans, because you really don't have a direction right now.
Well, it's good news for Bucks fans, because now they will not have a new offensive coordinator for the third straight season, since he gets to stay and has now reportedly signed that contract, making him the NFL's highest paid, one of the NFL's highest paid coordinators. So if you think about it, Todd Bowles had fired Byron Leftwich. Dave Canales came in 2023. And then, of course, they have Cohen now. So the Bucks, Baker Mayfield, have been rolling. So what, 71% of his throws for 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, and 16 interceptions. So he set career highs. Pretty much in every category.
Well,
go ahead.
I was going to say, if I'm Ty Bowles, as much as I love this, this also is just puts more pressure, because, you know, if you struggle this year, as far as, let's say the offense is good again and the defense is bad and they don't win the division next year, or they have an early exit, I think a lot of fans, you know, we heard this ridiculous uproar for some of the fans down there in Tampa that wanted to move on from Bowles. I don't think that quiets it. In fact, I think you could almost see one of a situation like what happened. Now, it was only 1 year, but the Lovie Smith, Dirk Cutter stuff after Jameis Winston. Remember, Jameis Winston has a really good rookie, and it kind of got a lot of credit went to Dirk Cutter for helping develop him, and they pushed Lovie Smith out after a bad year and make Dirk Cutter the head coach, and that didn't work. And so I hope that's not what the next situation is in Tampa.
I hope not either.
Because for Todd, I think Todd Bowles is a good coach.
He's incredible.
I think it's one of the better turnarounds we don't talk about. He goes to New York. He took the job the same. I'm almost 100% positive it was the same hiring cycle that Dan Quinn took the job here in Atlanta in 2015, and it was a disaster. But it
was the same hiring cycle.
But it doesn't mean it's Todd Bowles' fault, because who hasn't been a disaster in New York?
Yeah, and that's exactly what we were talking about with Aaron Glenn. Like, you look at the track record of both quarterbacks and head coaches up in New York. It's like, dude, you better be careful. And here's what I'll give Liam Cohen credit for. It's not that much further off when you talk about the coaching situation in Jacksonville. And so, look, man, I had this one-on-one conversation with Kirby Smart a long time ago, that, you know, I asked Kirby, I think like 2013, when he was going to be a head coach. And, you know, the bottom line is, you take the wrong one, it'll be the last one. And I think that's exactly what Liam Cohen's looking at. He hasn't been a long-time coordinator, but, man, you're talking about a team last year in Tampa that went from the worst rushing team in the league to a top-five rushing team.
Let me ask you a question about that real quick, though. Do you think that lifespan, though, is different in college than the NFL? And what I'm asking is Kirby, and it might have changed again since the college game has changed, but just a couple of years ago, Byron Leftwich was this big name out there as a hot candidate, and you had Tom Brady. Their offense looks good. Then their offense suffers a little bit the year after the Super Bowl, not the year after, but the year after, and Byron Leftwich name has just faded away. And we've seen other guys.
He's just out there taking his. I saw a quote from him the other day. Just taking his kids to school.
Yeah,
cooking breakfast.
And we've seen this. Kirby stayed hot for years. Will Muschamp was hot for years before he got the Florida job. College coaches seem to, that lifespan of being an assistant, that's the hot name, can seem to survive a little bit longer than NFL, and a lot of that's due to the parity that the NFL game has always had.
Well, there's a lot less opportunities in the NFL. Just the bottom line. I mean, the amount of open jobs, it turns over a lot, but it's a lot of the same ones. I mean, we talk about the Chicago Bears job every couple of years. We talk about the New York Jets job every couple of years, the New York Giants every couple of years, Carolina Panthers. It's the same jobs that turn over, and I think that's why you have to be selective, because you can't fall into the trap of just saying, well, I'm different. I'm gonna do all these things different. You have to start from the ground up, and it has to be about player development and having the right attitude in that building. And I think maybe Liam Cohen will – I think he'll be better served having stayed in Tampa a little bit longer. That's just my opinion.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
On to the Saints now. And this tweet from Ian Rappaport. The Saints have a busy end to this week and beginning of next week, sources say, as they hope to add to their interview list by speaking a second time in person with Joe Brady and Kellen Moore. Add those to Mike McCarthy, Anthony Weaver, and Mike Kafka, and maybe more.
I still think they should hire Darren Rizzi, personally.
Yeah, I mean, I know that Alvin Kamara thinks so. It rhymes with fizzy, according to him yesterday on the X or a couple days ago on this. I don't know. Like, I look at these names. Kellen Moore, I think, is intriguing to a lot of people, as is Joe Brady. Remember Joe Brady, for those that don't remember, he was an integral part, passing game coordinator, on that 2019 LSU team down there.
Yeah.
When Steve Ensminger was the
offense. He brought the offense.
Right.
And so Ensinger called the plays.
I think he moved on from there and went to Carolina, if I'm not mistaken.
He did. And it was a disaster.
Yeah, and he's been in a lot of circles. And now, you know, he's doing good things. And look, it's Kellen Moore's story is very similar. There's been ups, there's been downs, but when you have the right pieces in place, you're able to do some really, really good things. And, you know, those two guys are obviously playing in meaningful games right now as far as, you know, what they've been able to put together offensively.
I think I would say this. I think Joe Brady, and I haven't been around and heard too much about up there, but I think he deserves a lot of credit. He took over when they fired Ken Dorsey as the OC up there. He took over as an interim role, helped them start kind of getting things back together. I think he's done a good job with the offense in Buffalo. He was a disaster in Carolina. I heard from people inside, you know, Carolina that he's nowhere near prepared. He never should have gotten that job. It's what it didn't last, but give him credit, man. He's made a hell of a comeback for himself, and he's back to being a hot name, and you can tell by how Josh Allen talks about him, where he said, no, He doesn't need he's a terrible coach. No one should take him. And that is the highest compliment because Josh Allen doesn't want to lose him.
Well, I sat in a meeting with both of those guys in week one of the NFL season, and that's exactly what Josh Allen was doing, was singing Joe Brady's praises, and rightfully so. He said that his energy is so contagious, and that's what this offense has been feeding off of. He also said that they've really simplified things up there, so there's no confusion with the offense. Again, that was week one, and that's what has been transpiring for that team. It's all come together throughout this season for them.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.